Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Christ in You, the Hope of Glory, Already in Progress.
If you don't do something, you don't ever see Jesus do anything. You got to be about Jesus' work, right? So anyway, I was working out at the airport, and all of a sudden I was back in the receiving area just doing something. I don't know what I was doing back there. And all of a sudden I hear somebody start screaming at the top of their lungs. You can tell they're in agony and pain. So what do you do? You go toward, and you go in a hurry. So I went running down the hallway, run into the hot food section, and there stood a Spanish woman. A Spanish woman that had been taking sheet pans of food out of a great big oven. The oven's about 10 foot long, and the racks going around in there. She's reaching over in there with her gloves. She's got a short sleeve blouse on like this and gloves right here. And she's reaching over that door and she's reaching in there and getting these ovens, these sheet pans, and pulling them out like this and shoving them in a rack that she's going to take up to the cafeteria to feed a whole bunch of people. Well, as she reached up to get one of those sheet pans, and she turned around sideways, she stepped on something like a little bit of butter or something. And when she did, her feet goes out from under her, and when her feet goes out from under her, her arm right here, from right here on this arm, from right there to right there, it laid down on the door of that oven, which had been 350 degrees when it was closed. Naturally, it just blistered her arm all over the place. She was screaming at the top of her lungs. Now then, everybody was trying to do something, but nobody knew the right thing to do. Because we always use the flesh. You know, we get the bottle of this or the bottle of that or the whatever. And this crazy guy, as he sees what's going on when he goes running down the hallway, when he gets there, he runs up to this woman, which is screaming, and her right arm is just big old blister just popping up all over her arm. And as I run up there, I grab hold of this arm. And when I quote a scripture. You know, and then I quote another scripture. And then I quote Mark 11:23. I said, you know, I don't know how long it'll take him to do these others, but Mark 11:23 says, whatever I say with my mouth, if I can believe it with my heart, I can have it.
That's right.
Is that what it says?
Amen.
So I said, ma'am, I hold it onto this arm. I guarantee you, my God, his name is Jesus Christ, will do a supernatural healing on your arm. I guarantee it.
Amen. Amen.
Now then, if I got to do something in faith, you better say I guarantee or it ain't going to work. Right, Paula?
That's right.
All of a sudden, when I said that, the pain just quit. She had no more pain. And everybody said, Edelina, let's take you to the hospital. She says, no. The pain just quit. Now, everybody is standing around watching me do what I do, but nobody dreamed that what I did is what caused the problem to be solved. But you know, it all depends on where you're and who you're tuned into, who you're serving. And we need to make sure that in this day and age that we are serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And so anyway, this woman, the pain quit. And so she kept unloading the oven. putting the stuff in her sheet pan rack. One of the guys said, let's take you to the doctor. Look at your arm. She said, it don't hurt at all. The pain, the Lord took away the pain completely. She finished unloading the sheet pan. She pushes her rack off, going to the elevator to go upstairs. She goes in the elevator, and a little later, Randy, a young man, come by, and he says, Thurman, I'm going up the cafeteria to have lunch. You want to go have lunch with me? And I said, might as well. So I went up there. You know, I mean, I go up there, and Edelina's issuing out the groceries. And Randy looks over at her arm and says, Edelina, what did you do to your arm? Oh, she said, I fell in that oven down there a while ago while I was unloading it. She said, well, my gosh, go to the doctor. She said, it doesn't hurt. There's absolutely no pain. But he said, look at all them blisters. She said, well, it doesn't hurt at all. I can't feel a thing. Everything's perfect. So anyway, she went ahead and served meal and everything. And I had dinner with Randy, and we never talked about it. So anyway, she goes home that night. When she goes home that night, her husband sees her arm and says, honey, what did you do? She said, I fell into the oven at work and it blistered my arm. I'm gonna take you to emergency. She said, no, it doesn't hurt at all. And said, if I feel okay in the morning, if I don't feel okay in the morning, you can take me to the doctor, but otherwise it feels okay. So she said, I don't need to go. So anyway, they went to bed, and the next morning she woke up and her husband said, honey, let's look at your arm. And so she flopped her right arm out there and he looked at it, and it looked just like mine and yours. No. So anyway, when Edelina came back to work, the little girl, little cook that worked in the hot food section, Melanie was her name. She says, Edelina, how's your arm? Edelina held her arm up like this and said, look. Melanie said, she screamed all the way from hot foods. And she says, my God, another answer to Thurman's prayer. I became known as the man that got his prayers answered. Everywhere I went, it made no difference who I prayed for, whatever. That's the way to be known, Mike. Amen. Be known as the man or the woman that can get your prayers answered. And let me tell you what, if you don't step out and do something that the world thinks is stupid, you ain't never going to see no miracles like that. Right, Jack? Yeah, you guarantee it. But so anyway, whenever she handed that CD out and that guy saw it, it was something, huh? He knew who that was. I just stand in awe to be your pastor and to have miracles that are confirmed every day. In fact, Mike was telling me here a while back, Lon Plummer used to work out there, and he still does, at the airport. And Mike and Gracie has come to church here and heard me tell a lot of stories about what happened at DFW Airport. One day, Lon Plummer happened to come into his shop to get his car worked on, and they get to talking about where you're going to church. And he told him, Mike said, well, I go to church over to Living Savior Church. He said, who's the pastor? He said, Thurman Scrivener. He said, Thurman Scrivener, let me tell you about Thurman Scrivener. And did he tell you some of my stories, Mike?
Amen.
A bunch of them. Made him cry. Huh? You know why grown men cry? Because they realize when they hear something like this, that could have been me. That could have been me. I could have been the one praying for those people and seeing those miracles. God is no respecter of persons, is he, Jack?
That's right.
I think this church needs to be a church that's on fire for Jesus. I think we need to be telling people about Jesus. I think that we need to start going to the meetings and everything, that whenever our congressmen and our senators show up and they have these meetings, we need to be there instead of a little bitty tiny handful of 100 people. that's all messed up. In fact, I heard Hal Lindsey say the other day that you can take, George Soros can take and push one button, and he can have a, yeah, he can have people going crazy all over the place having demonstrations, when he said it's literally 0.3% of the people in America believe like these people do. I mean, almost nobody in their right mind. And these, but there is a handful of people that they're trying their best to buy out, and they're paying them to go to these meetings, and they're paying them out of your tax dollars and everything else, and we're not even hardly praying. We need to do something, and of course, after we pray, we need to pray in faith, nothing wavering, and then we need to say, okay, God, I did my part. That's all I can do is pray. I can pray, and now it's your job. You judge them righteously. You take care of them, whatever it takes. I'll do whatever. I'll go wherever, you know. Or when you sent me to Vietnam, I went to Vietnam with a gun in my hand, and I'm ready to kill anything that moves. Some people said, boy, hey, when you go to war, you go prepared to die. But you go prepared to live too, right? Yeah, I guarantee you. It's amazing some of the things that you go through in life. And like I was telling a gentleman a while ago, I guess the reason I'm like I am about America is because I sowed my own soul into America. I went to war and I fought for this country so that you and me can be here today so we can have the testimonies like we have. Because if I hadn't have went to war, and a lot of other young men hadn't have went to war, and we hadn't have fought, we couldn't have been able to do that. We could have been speaking something else. But you know, every time I think about some of these people, I mean, I really think about the people today. They get hung up on one thing. Me. What would you do? What would you do if you had to really go to war? How would you fight? Have you got a gun? Are you ready to fight? I hope you are.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return in our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Christ in You, the Hope of Glory, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website, www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.